In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Thursday, everyone. And we've got a little more weather coming in tonight. But hey, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Myself, Rachel Keene, Charlie Grimes. By the way, it's a little celebration today because Charlie has been here at KLZ Crawford Broadcasting. Today is 25 years.
Get out of here,
25.
Charlie.
Yes.
25
I should have had that
years.
That song ready, the happy anniversary song, Charlie. But yeah, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Wow. That's a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah, most people don't stay that long.
No, they don't.
So young people, yes, you can stay at a job 25 years if you'd like.
Oh my gosh, I'm impressed.
It's good. That's awesome. So congratulations. That's, and I will also say, you know, publicly that, you know, not only have I thoroughly enjoyed working with Charlie since I came over here in 2008. He's been with me on Drive Radio for a very, very long time. So I knew him long before he even started doing The Daily Show. And then he, you know, since he became my engineer on The Daily Show, just the mentorship and the things that he's taught me over the years, the 48-hour rule that we have on Rush to Reason, where we don't talk about things specific to like the shooting that happened Monday until 48 hours go by. That's his rule for us. And he's taught me so many things in what I do at this chair, given the fact I've never ever done this. I'm a auto mechanic slash business owner that, you know, redneck that ended up sitting in this chair and, you know, doing what I do. And Charlie's been a huge mentor to help me along the lines sitting here. So it's been a great ride. And I look to many, many more years. So it's been fun. And I appreciate Charlie very much.
Awesome.
So thank you, Charlie.
Yes.
All right. Yesterday's question of the day.
Okay.
4 in 10 people refuse to ever share this. The answer is, Charlie, a bite of their sandwich.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie said coffee, which is a good answer.
Sandwiches are personal.
Well, yeah.
Like, it's a little bit like, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
I don't know.
Because the germs stick better.
Yeah, like your face is up against the sandwich. You know what I'm saying? It's like pressed in. It's kind of like kissing the sandwich every time you eat it. You know what I'm saying? It's different than like a fork.
Agree.
Yeah.
Right? No, I mean,
soup, I could not share either.
It probably isn't any different,
yeah,
but we mentally think it is.
And soup, because like, you know, I couldn't do that either. I think it's mine. I love you, but I'm not sure.
It's all my stuff, right?
Yeah.
Stay out of it.
No. Yeah. Ugh. No.
All right. Today's impossible question. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Since the beginning of the pandemic, men are purchasing this more. What is it? And the hint is, but we doubt it's the outdoor type man buying this. Ooh. So it's the metrosexual. Is that what we're saying?
Oh.
Buying this?
Yeah. Oh, probably like hair cutting and scissors. Like, yeah, hair.
Charlie
scissors.
Says hair color, hair cutting.
Something, yeah.
Hair related?
Some highlights in a box. I mean, I don't know.
Charlie, you're giving away my secrets.
Oh, man. Ah, gosh, that's a good one. I mean, or the razors, they send them. There's companies that send you.
Oh, I do. I do the Dollar Shave Club, half for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I did that before the pandemic.
Okay. You think that's increased?
You know, maybe, but, you know, I only did it just because it's cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, I buy razor stinking. I mean, what a racket that is.
I know, right.
So they sell you the razor at, you know, this hugely discounted price, and you get like one blade for whatever. And then the next pack, it's like $85 for a pack of razors.
Oh, I hate when they do that. No.
I mean, it's like, holy cow.
That's like when you buy a printer.
Right.
Have you noticed?
Yeah,
like
the
you
cartridges
buy a printer.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, they're like, and the paint will be, I mean,
that's
not the
right.
paint, they'll be like, the, you know, the ink will be $1,000.
That's right.
You're
that's
like,
right.
What?
Now, if you go to Kohl's, you get a $900 discount, but that's Kohl's.
Like, I can't, because you're like, oh, wow, this is a decent printer. Like, hey.
I know.
It's the ink.
Well, anyway, so Rachel and Charlie might be onto something with the hair care products. I guarantee you it has something to do with
outdoor.
Either cutting or dyeing. Hair would be my guess. Because, I mean, here's the deal, folks listening. Now, and I will attest to this. My sister used to cut hair, so I've had her cut my hair through COVID. I have not been to a actual real barber shop since COVID started.
A lot of people have.
And I won't, because I am not sitting in a chair wearing a mask, period. I refuse to. I will let it grow as long
as a kid rock if I have to. Because you look groomed. You look groomed, John. You look like you've got it together over here.
I cut it. Well, my sister cuts it occasionally.
Okay.
And then I will cut it in between her, myself.
Oh, nice.
I'm pretty handy with, you know.
You're doing a decent job. I'm impressed. I am. I cut my husband's hair and my son's hair.
Good.
Yeah, I cut it.
Nothing wrong with that.
I started looking into it. At first, we would take my son, to get his hair cut. And then I was like, what?
Oh, it's expensive.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not going to do this.
I will say, though, Charlie, you'll appreciate this. I'm a Floyd's guy. I love going to Floyd's. I love the whole treatment.
Right.
And they do a good job and all that. But I will say this. I haven't minded the cost of that. And not spending the money over the past year plus. I mean, I don't think I've had an actual real haircut in the chair since probably late 2019.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, okay.
Because COVID hit, end of February.
You're going to feel all fancy when you go up to get your haircut again at Floyd's. I feel special.
On the same token, I just grow it out like, Kid Rock and call it good.
Here you go. I do radio. I like it.
Who else has long hair? Kid Rock and...
Oh, a bunch of them. A
bunch of guys do.
Yeah.
Right? What is the style now? Mullet. Mullet's the new style, right, Charlie? Is it having a mullet now?
Is it professional in the front, party in the back? Or
business in the front, party in the back?
Business in the front, yes. I like it. I'll go with that. I do a character. It's a woman character. Her name's Karen. And she's actually, it's not a knock on Karen. She's very intelligent, but she rocks a mullet.
Oh, right on.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I love playing her, yeah.
All right. Again, answer that question on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Since the beginning of the pandemic, men are purchasing this more. Now, my answer, by the way, because I'm not going with the hair care thing like Rachel and Charlie are saying, soaps.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying soaps. That's my answer. Soaps. And no, that's not me, but I think...
They're purchasing this... Like, what? Why would they have not purchased it before the pandemic, then?
Because they're home more.
Oh, they're home more, so they're just grooming more bathing more?
Yeah, and I think, hand soaps and all that kind of stuff because they're around more. They're just home more than they used to be.
Like hand
they're working
soap.
From home and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, just
I'm
soaps in general.
I'm not talking like a bar of ivory.
No, I mean, I think like everything from, what would go in the bathroom to liquid soaps to whatever.
Okay. I could see that maybe.
See, I belong to Dollar Shave Club and I'll put a plug in for those guys. It's great. And granted, they got sold for billions of dollars not long ago, but it's a great deal. I love it. Them and Harry's both, I think, are great products.
Well, no. Don't say Harry's. They just recently said something gross.
I never use their stuff. I'm a Dollar Shave.
They're playing the politics now, and I'm just not a fan. I'm like, just stay quiet. Like,
so then I also am a member of the Dr. Squatch Soap Club.
What? What is this?
They send you bars of soap automatically, so you never go to the store and buy soap.
Do they really?
Yes. Comes automatic. Once a quarter, you get this pack of whatever kind of soaps
like
you want.
Like a special scent?
You pick whatever you want.
Okay.
There's all sorts of different scents you get, and you pick it, and they send it to you, and away you go.
Okay.
And it's the whole, claim to fame of, being, animal product free and all that kind of stuff,
All which, natural.
All natural, whatever.
Organic.
And I will say this, though. It's good stuff.
Is it?
Yeah. So not only, did their advertisements, are they correct? It's everything they say it is. It's good stuff, and it's cheap.
Yeah. My mom, I always buy my mom. She likes it's like a soap that has like grainy stuff in it, kind of
pumice.
Exfoliates.
Yeah. Dr. Squatch has that.
Oh, well, there you go.
So there you go.
Tell her to
so all you guys
out
there. And by the way, they make soaps for all people, not just men, but Dr. Squatch.
Dr. Squatch.
Yeah. Yeah, I got sucked into one of the ads that showed up on whatever, and I went to the page and, signed up, and I get the, soap of the month club thing.
When you say Dr. Squatch, I want to say Sasquatch.
Well, that's where it's come from.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's short for Sasquatch.
Okay.
So that's Dr. Squatch. There you go.
Nice.
Big old hairy animal that needs soap, I guess.
I think some documentary filmmakers are coming out here to hunt a Sasquatch or something like that.
Well, they were in Oklahoma, too, I think,
maybe
not
that's
that long
where they
ago.
Were. Okay.
There was actually a big town, a small town, I want to say in Oklahoma, that was talking about them doing that and how it's bringing all sorts of tourism and stuff to the town. I can't remember the town now. I'll have to look it up.
But, if I was trying to get people to come to my town, I'd actually create a Sasquatch. I'd make it.
Sure.
I mean, it'd probably be a huge controversy. Could end up in trouble.
We got to take a break. But, Charlie, we had somebody call in one time. I can't remember which show it was. It was this show or Drive Radio. But we had somebody call in and talk about how they were up in the mountains somewhere.
Yeah.
And they were in their college age years, and they had dressed up like Sasquatch. Mm. And they were running along the highway in between the trees.
Get out of here.
I'm not joking. A listener called in and said this. And did it until somebody actually got out of the car with a gun.
Oh, no.
And he was afraid they were... And then he like hid and took his costume off. But yeah, true story.
Just kidding. Just
I'm
kidding.
Not joking. Do you remember that was Drive Radio, Charlie?
No way.
Yes, I'm not joking. True story.
Oh yeah, so don't do it. Unless you have like a, you know.
I would not do
body,
that.
Body, whatever. Body, gun proof. What is it called? Body armor. Underneath your.
All right, so today, liberal eye of the week, Darwin Award. We'll get to that. Plus the Biden press conference. Let me say that right. Hour number two, we're going to talk about super tutors. Yes, super tutors. AI and artificial intelligence may help some of your kids that have gotten behind during COVID get back on track. The last hour, Karen Strawn's going to join us, and she is a critic of feminism. We'll talk to her about several things. And then Judge Paula Patrick, who is actually running for, I believe, a Supreme Court position, is going to join us as well.
Awesome.
Not the Supreme Court, but a state Supreme Court position.
Colorado Supreme Court.
No, this is another state.
Oh.
Not ours.
Okay.
She's very conservative, and unfortunately, we don't have many of those around here.
No, we don't. Why? I know.
Wow. We got to change that.
We got to change
We got to work on that. So we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, get your free mortgage review. Again, just call Kurt, and he'll help you with whatever you've got going on. And by the way, just because it's free doesn't
Take
mean
aim.
He's going to Affordable sell you something. Kurt's one of those guys that – sorry, Charlie. I'm not quite done yet. Kurt's a guy that will talk to you, explain everything to you, tell you what your options are. No pressure. If you decide you want to do something, he'll then work with you on that. So don't think because it's free, he's going to sell you something. No. In fact, Kurt's a guy where he'll say, listen, hey, what you've got is great. Leave it alone. Don't mess with it. Call me in, 2 years or whatever. That's what Kurt will do. So give him a call, though, 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
You don't need to schedule an appointment or drive anywhere for a free estimate from a good shop. Other than the actual collision itself, scheduling an estimate might be the most stressful part of auto body work because you don't have time for it. You're already worried about how much the repairs will cost. You're worried about how long your vehicle will be out of commission, and you still need to figure out whether or not you should make an insurance claim because you're worried about your premiums going up. Al Sturm, owner of a good shop in North Glen and Commerce City, has always looked to the future, providing new, different, and better services than the corporate conglomerates. Click on the mobile estimate button at klzradio.com/collision and enter your phone number to start taking photos for your free virtual estimate from a good shop. Certified collision repair worth referring. Mention KLZ Radio in your estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, the COVID dial, which is different today, i.e., we are at a different stage depending upon where you live. And I've got a listing in front of me. I told you guys yesterday I would get that listing for you. So there is now green, blue, yellow, orange, red, and, of course, purple. And a lot of the state, by the way, is either in green or blue. There is a few areas still in yellow. Where I live is actually blue, believe it or not.
So wait, okay, so like from worst to greatest, what is the colors?
Green is the best, which
green
means you have
best.
Least amount of restrictions.
Okay.
And purple, of course, is the most extreme.
Okay.
So blue is...
In-betweener.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of... I can't believe I'm going to say this. There's a lot more freedom in blue than yellow, and green is the most free. And why am I saying that when we live in the United States
know,
of America?
Right? It's so... Nah.
I mean, I can't believe I'm even... that those words are coming out of my mouth.
No. and that we're now being allowed to do something
that
we
ridiculous.
We are not. You don't have to allow us to do anything. We're allowed to do whatever the heck we want to do, but now we're being allowed to. It's just it makes me mad.
What, and by the way, under blue, 100% capacity in restaurants as long as there's 6 foot distancing, which in most restaurants they can handle.
Okay.
What I don't understand, though, is even under green, bars are only allowed at 50% capacity or under 500 people. So I'm confused as to why, if we're green and everything else is not restricted, why as a bar you can't have more than 50% capacity.
I have no idea. Has any of this made sense?
No.
Any of it?
No.
Have we used logic or common sense throughout any of this for the last year? No.
No, we have not. I'm trying to see where we are here, by the way, real quick. Hang on. We're blue right here where the station is.
Okay. Where are you? What are you on?
COVID-19.colorado.gov for everybody listening.
COVID-19.
So COVID-19.colorado.gov has everything I'm talking about listed there.
19.colorado.
And if producer Ann is listening, she could put this up on our Facebook page, and you guys can see that Dan's sister is back helping us again. So I appreciate her very much and all that she does for us. And you will see her more involved as we continue down the path of what we do here. So appreciate her very much. But anyways, yes, right here where the station is, we are, looks to me like we're in a sliver between Douglas and Adams County. Arapahoe County is blue. So we here at the station are... We're Arapahoe County, aren't we right here, Charlie, or are we Denver County? What are we right here? We're not Denver. Oh, it's across the street. So if Denver was...
Oh, my gosh, what?
So if they were yellow and we're blue, or if they're green and... You get where I'm coming from?
And yellow's good. Yellow's really good?
Green's the best. Yellow is worse than blue.
Oh, okay.
So you don't want to be in the yellow.
Oh, okay.
Yellow means that you haven't gotten to blue or green yet.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. This is like a board game.
Denver. By the way, Denver's blue as well. So either way, Charlie, we're good. We're all in the blue here. So I have a dumb question.
There's no questions that are dumb, John.
Well, this one is really a dumb question.
What is it?
Given the fact that we are now in green.
Okay.
Why is there a sign on the front of this building that says masks must be worn?
Again, we're not. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. It's all.
But it's not, though. It's not, because it says you can go by the county, Charlie.
And officially, the mask mandate is officially done for the state, I guess, April 4th.
I think it comes down to whatever a particular office, building, business wants to do. So Charlie could be right. Maybe it's a week away. But in a week, I hope there's no signs here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the building owner, I guess, decides to leave them up, I guess that's their call, right? Yeah.
I can tell you.
Charlie's waving his flag, his mask, like the flag.
I love it.
The white flag of surrender.
I love it. I went to Florida last week, and it was amazing.
Oh, Texas was great when
I was
there.
It was just amazing. Because you forget how much we as humans need to see other people's faces and expressions. And there was like this just elated joy when you're like walking around and people are smiling. And it just was like... Oh my gosh, how much I have missed this and how sad it is that we've done this to our world. And I'm wondering, and there's no question in why suicide rates are skyrocketing.
Depression,
why
all that,
oh my gosh, because people need people. I know that sounds cheesy. It's like Barbara Walters.
No, that's not cheesy. That's the truth.
Well, who sings that?
That's
people,
how we're
people,
made.
People need people Streisand. Yeah. I mean, but we really do.
We do.
We really do. And it's so sad what we've done.
So, let me get this right. One of the most liberal singers in the world, Barbara Streisand said, people need people, and you just said the same thing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Right. Even the lefties agree, huh?
But it's true. And you put that, you know, mask over your face, and I guess I didn't realize how like hungry I was for human interaction. Like I got when I was down there, it was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I started talking to everybody. I was hey, what? Hi.
I was in Texas at an In-N-Out, and there's just some guy standing there, and we got to talking about, I don't know, masks and states and what he did for a living and what I did, and we had this great conversation, and we're just in an In-N-Out Burger, just having a good old time. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know the guy from Adam, but it was great.
No, I was striking up conversations with complete strangers.
It was awesome.
Like, you're my new best friend.
All right, Darwin Award winner goes to President Joe Biden for putting Kamala Harris in charge of the border. I can't think of anybody less qualified to handle that than what he did there. So he does win. Between that and his press conference today, he does win today's Darwin Award. By the way, the Liberal Eye of the Week, two of them I have for you. Again, both involving the same two people. So in today's press conference, Biden told a whopper of a lie. This comes from Joe. He sent me this. The average American family is paying a higher tax rate than billionaires. By the way, that is flat out a lie. Mm-hmm. Under the Trump tax plan, a couple filing jointly with a combined household income of $106,000 and taking the standard deduction of $25,100, that's the 2021 figure now, has a net taxable income of $80,000. The current tax bracket for that level of net taxable income is only 12%, a far cry from what a billionaire would pay, by the way.
Wow.
12% of $80,000 is $9,700, which is a tax rate on a gross income of 9.16% of the $106,000, so basically 10%. Can you name a single billionaire with more than $5 million of gross income that falls into either the 12% tax bracket or the 9% gross income? I will tell you right now that if you are making, as even as a family, or a single taxpayer over 200K will pay 32%.
Okay.
And by the way, I don't consider that person to be filthy rich, especially in the climate that we live in today. So Joe Biden is flat out incorrect that low income or average American families are paying more than what billionaires pay, not even close. So even the data from Biden's own IRS proves the claim is a lie. Their data shows an effective tax rate of only 26.8% for the top, or shows an effective rate of 26.8% for the top 1%. That is double, triple almost, of what that 9.16% is of that average American family that we talked about a moment ago.
But didn't he run on, didn't he campaign saying that if you make under, it was a $200,000?
Yes.
A year as a family, that your taxes would not go up. No, it was 400.
400.
It was 400, and now it's dropped down to 2.
Correct.
And it'll drop again. I mean, these guys are just straight up liars.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Kamala Harris also wins the liberal lie of the week because she falsely claims about firearms during a CBS News interview on Wednesday about the incident in Boulder. I actually thought that Sandy Hook, this is a quote, I actually thought that Sandy Hook would have been the thing that moved Congress when babies were slaughtered, Harris, who, by the way, supports abortion, said, and they did not act. And they did not act. It's time for Congress to act and stop these false choices. This is not about gun, or it's not about getting rid of the Second Amendment. It's simply about saying we need reasonable gun safety laws. By the way, there's no such thing. That's my two cents, not hers. There's no reason why we have assault weapons on the streets of civil society. I talked about that the other day, too, what defines an assault weapon. Right. They are weapons of war, Harris falsely claims. They're designed to kill a lot of people quickly. We agree that we need background checks. So, again, that is a false claim by Vice President Harris. First of all, I explained this the other day, anything that takes another's life and or maims someone else is an assault weapon.
Right.
That could be everything from a large coffee mug to a rock to a knife.
A car.
To a
clearly.
Truck, car. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you
name
it.
Pair of scissors.
You name it.
This microphone.
Anything. Again, anything that would
really
assault.
Yes.
Another individual. A fist.
You could use anything.
A fist.
People are walking assault weapons.
Correct. So to claim that a particular style of gun,
because it looks scary, John. It looks scary.
That's the problem.
So if it looks scary, then it's scary, and we need to get rid of it. And they think that an AR-15, it means assault rifle.
No, these Armalite
people,
is what it stands for.
But they have, but these people don't understand guns at all. They've never been around guns. They've never shot guns. They're just scary. And let me ask you a question: when was the last time a gun, not being held by a person or touched by a person at all, walked in and started killing a bunch of people in a grocery store or anywhere?
Well, I have a safe full of them, and they don't do anything.
They don't do anything.
They just sit there.
Right.
Now, along these lines, I tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to take a quick break. When I come back, just to dovetail into what Rachel just said, I actually happen to find, believe it or not, in the Colorado Sun, which I read daily, and yes, it's a very liberal publication here in Colorado, but I read it to find out what's going on the left.
Right, good.
What's their opinion of things? What do they think of us and so on? And it's always good to read what the other side has going on. Helps me, I think, daily here, you know, sort of know
like,
what's going on.
What are they thinking? Right. Get inside their heads.
There's a great article, though, and I will read maybe not all of it, but I'll read a good portion of it. And this actually is coming from a black liberal man on gun control.
Oh.
And what he says will probably shock all of you, especially those of you lefties that listen to the program.
Oh.
So hang tight.
Okay.
I'll read that when I come back.
Let's
all right?
Do it.
So we'll be right back. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. I say all the time, Be prepared. Have your state in order. And Michael can do that for you. And the misconception is it costs a lot of money, takes a lot of time, neither of which, by the way, are true. So call Michael. Get the skinny on what you need to do with your estate. 720-394-6887 or find him at klzradio.com.
KLZ's mobile estate planner knows how to protect your savings from healthcare costs, but you want to plan ahead. You worry about what might happen to your savings should you or your spouse need long-term care. Medicaid could ask you to spend down your assets, draining your accounts. You will feel so much better knowing that you have planned ahead to preserve your assets. Finishing your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law feels like such a relief. Ask Michael Bailey about setting up an asset protection trust. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/estate.
Folks, Barber's Foods, and man, I had some bacon last night from Barber's Foods, and it doesn't matter what you get from them. Bacon, beef, bison, their poultry, it's the best meat literally you'll ever meet. Every time I eat it, I'm just like, where does he get this stuff? It literally is the best meat you'll ever eat, and I'm not just saying that. It's the truth, folks. Don't take my word for it. Go figure out for yourself. Buy something from Barber's Foods. You will not be disappointed. Again, Barber's with an S, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been selling only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free, and natural food products in Colorado for over 70 years. Their mission is to provide only the best food found in the marketplace from family farms they know personally. Right now, click on March Madness Specials at the top of barbersfoods.com to find these specials and more. Barber's Farms, ground beef, made in Colorado, from Colorado raised beef in 1-pound packages, only $2.99 a pound. Thunder's Catch Alaskan Salmon, whole fillets on sale in March for only $12.49 a pound. And pre-order your Beeler's Duroc non-GMO spiral ham before Easter. Don't spend $100 or more for a spiral ham from a retail outlet. Buy wholesale and get a better ham at a better price from a family farm that Barber's Foods knows personally. Place your order today at barbersfoods.com.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
Small business is the engine of the American economy. Kim Munson here. Friday, Hal Van Herke, owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, shares the latest regarding small to mid-sized businesses in Colorado. Vietnam veteran Keith McKim tells the story of the flag raisers at the Battle of Iwo Jima fought from February 19 to March 26, 1945. Casper Stockham explains why he should be the next Colorado GOP chair. All this Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Tired of the corporate rat race? Time to retire? Call Chris Cantwell at Transworld Business Advisors to buy or sell your business. Find Chris Cantwell at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, conservative mama Rachel Keene with me today as well. And all right, I'm going to read to you an article from, it's an opinion piece out of the Colorado Sun. And it's from a gentleman by the name of Theo Wilson. And I would love to have Theo on air and talk to him personally, because I think he did a really good job actually writing this opinion piece. It's titled, Wilson, Mass Shootings, The Fruit of Broken Community. Kind of back to what Rachel was talking about a moment ago. He says, I hope we don't just thoughtfully consider that the dragon of mass shootings may actually be stopped by rebuilding true community. We must act. So he said, I held a bulletin in my hand while watching the coverage of the mass shooting Boulder on Monday. As a gun owner, I owed it to myself to physically hold this sorrow and its cause. Now, again, whatever. This is him, not me.
Right, right.
Simultaneously, our culture often obscures the consequences of these ubiquitous weapons until events like these happen. Then, with my stomach in knots, I messaged my friends in Boulder a mere 35 minutes from where I sat. As a nation, we'd just barely begun healing the wounds from the Atlanta spa shootings, and now this. Looking at the 9mm hollow-tipped missile in my hand, I contemplated the value of life and the cheapness of the bullet. Is this all we're worth, he says. I thought of the shattered dreams that lay in the parking lot, checkout line, and grocery aisles of that King Supers. Could it really be that all of our life experiences, prayers, loves, hopes, and lessons weigh no more than the lead grains of this weapon? How pitifully cheap. It's not the first time I've asked this question, but this time the answer was a little clearer. Enter the gun control dilemma. Keep in mind, everybody, this is a liberal speaking.
Right.
The debate itself is a red herring. Obviously, if there are literally no guns in society, there are no mass shootings, the extreme left wouldn't mind seeing guns removed to save our children, but will settle for common sense reforms. The extreme right understands that the danger of tyranny is often deterred with a well-armed populace, so they ain't giving up the guns. This progressive liberal author agrees.
Wow.
Sadly, the same government we'd give these dangerous guns to also happens to have committed genocide against indigenous peoples as its first order of business. In my opinion, this makes the right's caution against giving up the guns justified. The institutional racism I've navigated all my life is a form of governmental tyranny, and we can't be left defenseless. Now, again, this is a liberal speaking. These are not my words. These are his, because I don't necessarily agree with everything he just said, but I'm telling you what he's saying from his point of view as somebody on the left when it comes to gun control. Self-defense against other citizens is also a real need. A Denver homeowner shot a home invader 2 days before the Boulder mass shooting. By the way, no one said anything about that in the press, and I didn't know about that till he wrote this.
No.
Violent crime has risen during COVID-19 by almost every metric that tracks it. Among those crimes is domestic violence, and sometimes a woman's only way to even the odds against a man is with firepower. Firepower is what police provide when they engage an active shooter. While I'm a fan of defunding the police when a lone gunman is afoot, I'm glad they're there. At that point, a systematic warfare, not social workers, are what's needed. Thus, the cycle continues and we miss the point. Here's a thought. Maybe if you need guns in civilization, it's not really civilization at all. To be civilized, by definition, means to solve problems without violence. We never consider that if you even need police, you actually don't have a civilization. I'm going to stop for a moment and interject something here, because I will say this, he won't. Folks, that's a sin nature that we have that's fallen upon mankind since, I believe, the Garden of Eden. And the reality is men are evil by nature. And to his point, we really don't have civilization because you could take guns completely out of society, people will still die.
Oh, yeah.
Timothy McVeigh,
look at what he did. He didn't have a gun. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Bad people will do bad things to innocent people. That's just since Cain and Abel. That's where it all started.
And by the way, every government until we got to the United States of America took advantage of its people with or without guns all through history, folks. You don't need guns to end civilization, is my point. Genocide happens without them.
Well, first, I did a post the other day, just all the different dictators that disarmed their people before, and then just slaughtered them.
Right.
Like, just...
Happens all the time.
I mean, millions of people.
That's right. That's exactly right. So he goes on. The very crime that makes police necessary is a result of incompetent social engineering that forces humans to act out violently. Well, I explained to you a moment ago what that really is, not what he just said. We can agree to disagree. Instead, what we have is a disjointed excuse for a society where antisocial humans are starved for connection, meaning, and emotional nourishment. Goes back to what Rachel was even talking about prior to this. Consider your neighbors and how you don't even need them or know them. Consider how weird it feels for most people to literally knock on a door and introduce themselves. Will they think I'm a weirdo? Well, they be weirdos. My dad says it didn't used to be this way. And by the way, it didn't. People spoke. As a millennial, I notice how much more engaging the older generation is than us. In this brief engagement, there's an investment in another human being, a value-added interaction, a seed of light is planted, and community grows. In a holistic community, the inner life of humans is fed. It is in its absence, a monstrance starvation takes root. I will add, it's a vacuum. And it mutates into a plethora of nightmarish cries for nourishment. Starving people will eat anything and what's in the cultural cupboard. Perhaps a helping of distorted male entitlement, a dash of white supremacy. Again, I don't agree with what he's saying. Maybe a scoop of infamy through public violence, a guaranteed way out of invisibility. Who knows? What I do know, and by the way, I think all men, back to Rachel's point a moment ago, are starving for attention and affection from someone else, men and women alike.
Oh, yeah.
It's a human nature thing.
Right. I think we've created a lot of this just because this last year of isolating people.
And then they're
being radicalized by our mainstream media.
Agree. And he does talk a little bit about that. So what I do know is that raising my individual child isn't enough by a long shot. We can invest the very best into our own kids. Whole foods and early reading, gymnastics, computer coding, karate class. Okay. And by the way, I agree with him along those lines. That's how you keep kids involved and out of trouble. But if we're not invested in that kid down the street, the quiet one who may be neglected and abused in his basement, then in due time we'll pay the cost. That kid may one day be starving, reach out for his dad's legally purchased gun, walk into a school or King Soopers parking lot, and put all of our investments into dire jeopardy. Every missed smile, every avoided eye contact, again, back to Rachel, every kind word we swallow is withdrawn from the account of a shared human value. Eventually, in the eyes of an improved soul, life is as cheap as the bullet in my hand, a seed of darkness planted into the chamber of a gun. COVID-19 lockdowns have made us so nostalgic for life before, we almost forgot that when the world was normal, that in a world that 10 souls in Boulder's community will never see again. For their sake, I hope we don't just thoughtfully consider that the dragon of mass shootings may actually be stopped by rebuilding a true community. We must act. If we don't find the courage to take the chance, we chance running from more well-armed, hungry monsters again. To his point,
right.
And again, a lot of what he says I don't necessarily agree with, but this is interesting that a liberal is basically saying gun control, folks.
It's not the answer.
No, this is a human problem.
Yes.
And it is.
Yeah.
I've been saying that since I've been on air.
And that's what I tell my kids just at school. I'm like, hey, look out for the super quiet one, the one that's not talking a lot. Always stand up for the underdog.
Always defend.
Call out the bully. Don't let other bullies, you know, thrive in your situation. Always stand up to them. And because this is a serious mental issue that we're dealing with here.
Agree. Yeah, this was a very mentally disturbed individual.
Yes.
No matter whether he was and we don't know yet, what were his terrorist ties? What was his thought process? Who was he aligned with? Where was his faith? All of that. I don't know, folks.
Right.
All I will tell you is anybody, and I talked about this yesterday, anybody that takes others' lives, especially 10 of them, is not mentally right.
No.
Period.
And I do have a question for the FBI, because the FBI was watching this guy. So my question is, how did he go out and get a gun 6 days prior while the FBI is supposedly keeping an eye on him? What happened there? That's what I want to know. I want to know what happened, because I'm really starting to question
our intelligence agencies. I can tell you part of what happened. We don't share information.
Mm.
Is that good or bad? In this case, it was bad.
Yeah.
But no, we don't share information. The CBI, I could get somebody on an interview, but I would guess rarely hears from the FBI on these sorts of matters. And to my knowledge, there is no collective database that they all feed off of when it comes to these
sorts
of things.
So our CBI is not sharing with the FBI that's kind of...
I think you could say it probably the other way around.
Okay.
I'm guessing the feds don't always share with the states what's going on. Let's say it that way.
Okay.
I would guess, and I'm not in the CBI, I don't know anybody in the CBI, but my guess would be... Yeah, if the CBI sees something that they don't particularly care for and feel like the FBI need to be involved, sure, they're going to share that information. I will almost bet you, just from reading enough articles, interviewing enough people, and honestly watching enough television about these things, documentaries and so on, no, the FBI doesn't always share these things back the other way. There's not two ways of information always going on. Now, again, I'm not in the FBI. I don't know anybody in the FBI. I've interviewed a lot of folks in the FBI. I would doubt seriously if that information goes back and forth like it should.
Because it could have been prevented. If there would have been the guy that we've been kind of keeping an eye on went and just bought, a weapon here.
Should have flagged that and not let him.
Let's go knock on his door. Just checking on you, seeing how you're doing, what's going on. That would have spooked him a little bit.
I want to know what happened there.
I agree wholeheartedly.
And again, I'm not an expert when it comes to all these things. I'm sure there's people from both sides that would say, well, it may be good for certain citizenry that information isn't shared back and forth on an automatic basis. Others would probably say, well, you could avoid things like what just happened if it were.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm not an expert in that area and won't claim to be. I don't know all the ins and outs of that. But I do know that part of what we even had happening all the way back in 9/11 was the lack of shared information between agencies. And I am guessing, been 20 years later, roughly?
Yeah.
20 years?
Yeah.
It'll be the anniversary this year, 20 years ago. that we're in the same predicament we were 20 years ago. And I know that just because we know how the federal government and even state governments work. I mean, we have a state government right now that when it comes to unemployment insurance has lost $500 million because they don't have a clue what's going on inside of their own system, inside of their own software, and so on. So you're telling me that we have a guy that the FBI is looking out for, mm-hmm. that we now want to communicate to the CBI, and we wonder why the CBI didn't look at this guy more thoroughly,
right.
and yet we have a state government in Colorado that can't figure out where $500 million went when it comes to unemployment.
That's just the government.
Is that your answer?
Well, I guess, yeah, well, that's just the government running things, though, John, really. Would a private business be allowed to lose $500 million and be like, oh, sorry, we'll get it better next time around? I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It
never would this stuff fly in the private sector, ever.
No, it would not, including some of that sharing of information we're talking about when it comes to what you just mentioned with the federal, you know, with the FBI and the CBI.
Right.
And so anyways, I don't know for positive. I can't answer Rachel's, you know, question directly with, you know, with full factual evidence. I'm speculating on a lot of that, but I would venture to guess and would probably make a fairly good wager that what I just said is probably not far from the truth.
Jeez.
Again, just look at what we go through in a state. And I hate to be super critical, but just look at how some of the county clerks and even DMV has run. And then tell me why this guy was able to buy a gun. And yet we're going to introduce more gun laws and expect those things to even be enforced. Keep in mind, folks that are listening, especially those of you on the left, we have numerous gun laws on the books, even in Colorado right now, that are unenforceable.
Right.
By their very nature, are unenforceable. I mean, for example, we have laws on the books in Colorado right now to where I carry. Most people know that. I'll make that public. I don't care. I have a concealed weapons permit and I carry.
Right.
Legally, if I were to take the gun that I have and carry and hand it to Charlie or Rachel, I'm committing a crime by handing it to both of them, even if they just handle it for 5 minutes.
Oh.
Because they're not supposed to have possession of it, period, without having a quote unquote background check passed.
Okay.
That's a law in Colorado. Huh. Now, who monitors, watches that, and obeys that?
Yeah, no one can oversee
no
that.
No one.
No.
No one.
But here in Colorado, we have universal background checks. That's what the left wants, like, across our country.
So we have that, and it didn't stop this.
Right, it didn't stop this.
No.
We have, 15-round magazine limit. You know, we have the red flag law. We have the gun show and boyfriend loopholes have been closed.
Right. You know, I want to stop you for a minute and come back to this when we come back. It's not on our notes, but you just brought up something that we have not talked about yet, that theoretically in the state of Colorado, the red flag law alone should have stopped this from happening. But it didn't.
It didn't. No, I mean, his sister, I think it was, or brother, one of his siblings.
Sister, his sister-in-law.
Was saying, like, this guy, he was really troubled and, like, expressing how troubled he was. He thought that people were out to get him. He thought specifically that because he was Islamic, that they, you know, Islamophobia, and that people were trying to hunt him down. And it was all in his head. He was very, that should have been a
pretty psycho, red, actually.
Right.
Let's just say that. He's pretty psycho.
Right, so that should have been fallen under that red flag law.
I agree with you. Now, the other question, we can do this. I'll take a break here in a few minutes. We'll talk more about this right now since we're here. The other thing that I have questions on, and I think a lot of you do as well, and more of this will come out, and I'm using the 48-hour rule that Charlie gave us, so feel free to talk about some of these things. And this is not, by the way, being any insensitive to anybody that lost their life, the families of, and so on, because I'm guessing some of these families have the same question I'm going to ask next, which is this. I know exactly where this guy lived because he literally lived as a crow flies a half a mile from where I live.
Wow.
Not exaggerating at all. So I know the area that he's actually been living in.
Right.
Because I live there.
Right.
I also know that where he lived, there were not only three King Supers literally within probably 2 miles of where he lives and three max.
Right.
There's a Costco not that far away. In other words, there were multiple places that
with
he
people.
Could have gone and did what he did in Boulder, but instead
chose
to drive 30 minutes to Boulder instead of doing that in my neighborhood, by the way. By the way, he lived, and this is not an exaggeration, he lived within an eighth of a mile of a King Supers in Arvada. How do I know that? Because I live there, folks. By the way, you're not hearing any of this in any of the rest of the news media that's out there. Nobody else is asking these questions besides us right now. Why did he drive 30 minutes to Boulder when he lived? He could see. I'm not exaggerating. He could see, literally, if he probably got on the roof of his house, he could see the King Supers.
From his house.
From his house that I'm talking
about.
Well,
I think I can answer this. I think that he drove to Boulder because it's more liberal. Less people are likely there going to be carrying guns. There's going to be less people concealing and carrying. And the gun laws are more strict, technically, in Boulder.
I don't think you're far from the truth there, yeah. Rachel.
I mean, if I had to guess, that's why he
now,
did that.
He's alive. We may get some of these answers out of him on down the road. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But I guarantee you there are victims up there and the families of those victims.
Saying why?
That
why
are acting the same
here?
Thing. Why, right. Why did he drive literally from a King Supers he could literally see from the roof of his house?
Mm-hmm.
Why did he drive to Boulder instead? And by the way, the size of the King Supers that he left to go to Boulder are about the same size. It's not like he went to a super center King Supers
right.
because it was bigger and there would be more people mm-hmm. there. The one he left in his own neighborhood, I will tell you that at that time of the day, knowing the neighborhood I live in, was probably busier than the one that was in Boulder.
Hmm.
No exaggeration here, folks. None whatsoever. And here's the reason why I know both of these areas very well. I talked about this on Tuesday. A, I live in the area that he lived.
Right.
And I grew up in the area of the King Supers where the shooting was.
Hmm.
So I know both of these areas extremely well. Why is I've lived here my whole life.
Right. And it's not like he specifically targeted liberals because he was a liberal. Like he was a through and through liberal.
Yeah,
he was lefty.
Yes.
Hated Trump.
Yes.
Very outspoken. So it's not like he was going to, you know, going to Boulder to attack liberals because he was one.
Right. Very much so.
Right.
Guys, he's a full-bore Biden supporter, loved Obama, moved
uh-huh.
here when he was, what, 3, Charlie, or 2, I can't remember.
Uh-huh.
Obama was president when he moved here.
Yep.
Big liberal supporter, folks.
Yeah.
Now, again, was he mentally ill in doing what he did? Of course. On the same token, though, he had enough wherewithal
right.
to not go to the King Supers that was literally catty corner to where he lived
mm-hmm.
and drove 30 minutes to Boulder. So he couldn't have been that insane to have done that. He had
right.
to have enough thought process to process what he was doing and drive there to commit the crime he committed.
Right. Unless there's totally more to the story. Like his girlfriend worked at that King Supers and we don't know it yet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and again, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
But from what we know right now,
well, what I do know is this.
Yeah.
Because of where he lives, because it's the same place I live.
Right.
He literally passed up 3 other very large, busy King Supers.
To get to that one.
To get to the one in Boulder.
Yeah.
That I do know for a fact. There is no denying that.
And we know that Boulder has stricter gun laws, and it's less likely to run into people that are concealing and carrying,
sure.
I would say.
And again, the reason why I know that is because I live there, folks.
Right.
This is not speculation. I didn't go look at a Google map and say, oh, here's a King Supers here. One. No, I live there.
Right.
I know the patterns yeah. of even the people that are there and how they shop and so on, folks.
Mm-hmm.
It's my neighborhood.
Right.
It's where this is where this guy was. My backyard, basically. So we'll come back. Charlie, we'll just combine all these commercials together. Franktown Firearms, folks, is coming up next. They're going to join us tomorrow, by the way, and give us some information on all of the different training programs they have. And anytime something like this happens, the things that Rachel and I have been talking about, it reminds us that, hey, if you are a gun owner and if you do carry like I do, you should be really trained up on what's going on, and Franktown Firearms can help you with that. Call them at 720-770-7777 or find them at klzradio.com.
At Franktown Firearms, you can always get better. It's a very conservative notion that no matter how good you are right now, life is all about improving yourself. That's exactly how the team at Franktown Firearms is looking at training, which is why they offer a greater diversity of platforms than most shooting ranges, including static, moving and shooting, and target acquisition engagement, so you can always get better. It's a great feeling to see your skills improving, and at Franktown Firearms, you have literally unlimited potential. Sign up for one-on-one instruction on the range or register for a group class catered to your level of ability. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms. Confidence through practice.
All right, Bruce Simmons, he's a reverse mortgage professor. That's all he does. He doesn't do any other kind of mortgages. This is all he does. And he will, again, review with you where you're at with your equity and if you can tap into that and do it in a reverse mortgage way. Give Bruce a call today, 303-467-7821, or again, find him at klzradio.com.
You want to work with Bruce Simmons because you can trust him. Bruce is usually the only person you'll talk to throughout the entire process. He's the one who meets with you and your family to explain the loan. He's the person you call with questions. He answers his phone himself every time. He personally attends all of his own closings. He'll even stay in touch after the loan closes in case you have more questions. John Rush recommended Bruce Simmons to his own mom and dad because he wanted them to work with someone local, someone who had specialized exclusively in reverse mortgages for more than 18 years, someone who would guarantee their fees so the cost would never exceed what he quoted them at the beginning. Plus, John really likes and believes in Bruce. You already know you don't want to work with a national company because you prefer a more personal approach. So choose someone you'll enjoy working with and can trust completely. Find KLZ's Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
The team at Purifoy Chevrolet will never hold you captive or try to force you to buy a new or used vehicle. In a recent Jalopnik article, a consumer protection attorney shared stories of the ridiculous high-pressure tactics used by some auto dealers. In one extreme example, a customer was reportedly prevented from leaving by having her vehicle blocked. In another, more common situation, customers had their car keys hidden from them to keep them from leaving until they agreed to purchase a vehicle. These customers had to call the police before the dealerships would let them drive away. The team at Purifoy Chevrolet sets themselves apart simply by treating their customers with respect. They still follow the standard of customer service set by Rolly's father back in 1960. Ask about their zero-interest financing and vehicles delivered straight to your door. Purifoy Chevrolet in Fort Lupton, only a 20 to 30-minute drive from anywhere in Denver. Find them now at klzradio.com/Chevy. Find new roads.
From KLZ 560, I'm Richard Beatty with a special traffic report. Firefighters are on the scene at Coors Field with reports of a possible chemical leak. No injuries are reported, but several streets are closed in lower downtown. Drivers are being detoured. Avoid the area of Park Avenue West between Blake and I-25. We will keep you updated to the incident as soon as we get further information. I'm Richard Beatty, KLZ 560.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, myself, Rachel Keem, will go right to the phones. Ann, you've got a minute.
Yes, okay. One of your most competent and experienced guests of your shows is John Guandolo. His website, so I'm asking your listeners to go to his website, understandingthethreat.com, and read the article that he has on the Boulder event, because he puts it in perspective. He talks, and then you can click at the bottom of the first page and go to here and to learn more here, and he outlines a huge effort to explain the basic effort of the Sharia law and the Muslims who are really set to accurately implement the Quran. So it's like we look at it with our spectacles, but you have to look at it with their spectacles, because this is not our Christian society. You know, the Quran does not represent. We want freedom of religion in this country, but we don't want the violence and the implementation of the serious Quran. You know?
No, by the way, we'll do our best to even get John on. I'm sure that'll happen here in the very near future, and. Again, if what Andy and I even said Tuesday is halfway correct, which I believe it is, and if in fact this does turn out to be exactly what John is predicting, and I believe it will, this story dies fairly quickly. By the way, unfortunately.
Oh yeah, I said that. Oh, I said that right afterwards. Yeah. It's gonna die. It doesn't fit the narrative.
Right.
Yeah, he got a gun. I think, as I understand, within 6 days.
How six did
he,
days.
How is he? Yeah, so how does he get this gun anyway? I mean, and have it all set up to have it all work as well as it did. So I just urge people to go to understandingthethreat.com.
All right, well, we'll get John on again. Anne, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And, yeah, John's an expert on this. In fact, I want to talk to John even about there's a very raw video out there that literally a semi-journalist in Boulder took from the beginning. The shots were fired. He was actually on site. Sadly enough, I should say, or maybe fortunately, because I do believe this particular gentleman actually saved some lives by being there and knowing what was going on and have enough awareness outside of the building to keep others from entering that may have gone in and been in harm's way. So I think this particular journalist did a really good job in regards to that. So we got a lot more to talk about. First hour is over. If you're listening to our replay hour, thank you so much. Myself, Rachel Keene, Conservative Mama with us. We'll be right back, though. Two more hours to go. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.